Begin the current daf set misachim daf lamed al begin on base begin tis the after begin with the gemara the hakma is came out of tomorrow over here so he nets like where he keeps it by him who can never give it to Yitzchak and the machlek is actually regarding not that of Abayin Rabbi rather than and rather the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. This explains based on what the gemara has explained that machlek is in Rabbi Yitzchak that it has nothing to do with Abayin Rabbi if it's mekam laba or lemafreya. So he says Tim Riva it's one to the Riva that Abaya that he holds that the Balchayim collects retroactively. Hey Chitar Tach, how is he going to explain this Malchik is in this Brisa? Now Kach Rabbi Yitzchak Melvike, obviously Malchik is in the Halacha Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara explains if the Yisrael is as the Gemara proved it, is the Yisrael going to acquire the Mashkin totally from Menachri or not? But in general, everyone holds that Balchayim is going to collect Mikan Ulahaba, which as Rashi points out sounds like Rava, which is difficult on Abaya. Additionally, the same thing Tani, the Sefer that says that Nachri shall vest his chametza, that a non-Jew loans a Jew on his on the chametz of the Jew. Amai d'rako labor. Why, according to everyone, are you going to violate chametz below Pesach? Avig up to Lekana, although he doesn't acquire it. Kivin lafreyu who gave since retroactively the you acquire. So it comes out that it was the non-Jews all along. So why are you being labor? And Rashi now says also the first case regarding the, when the Jew lends the non-Jew on the chametz of the non-Jew, amai einar b'lamandama or the girsel atam the kama why koin tamakam kama not oibir kibim mafreya grab koin tabaya it's retroactive. So then there was the Jews. So the Farshi but the Rebbe explains that no the hash kimuk kiplok the Rebbe Yisrael. Now the Gemara at this point is explaining machlik is in the halacha of Rebbe Yitzchak. My rishle ba Yisrael legviya that it never came to the Jew collecting it, meaning shepedoy nachol b'sev the non-Jew redeemed his security at the end and he paid money. Ah, the Leshaich has to pluck the Bayim Rabbah class. It has nothing to do with the Machlis Bayim Rabbah at all. Because that's only when you end up collecting it, do you see retroactively or not. Now, the Machlis Bayim Rabbah is in this point. The Lamanda, Ma'ibis, really the one who holds that you're gonna, it's going to be a violation of Acham Shabbat Pesach, holds the Kanalis from Menachi. That's because the Jew acquires the security from the non-Jew. Probably Bishri Sot, considered it's in the domain of the Jew. Ma'adam Ma'ibis, really the one who holds you don't violate holds the Lekanalis that it doesn't acquire it. Very Lehar Bishri, it never was in his domain. That was the Reish. Now, Basavit about Kolayver in the flip case in the Sefer, which says everyone's going to hold that you did violate Chumash Ava, is the Lekundle, not Chalukalam, because according to everyone, the non Jew does not acquire the security from the Jew, therefore it's in the domain of the Jew. Now, Miu, however, Sotais Masnit, Nakatan, Nachjel, Bavchulu, but regarding the Mishnah that taught the case of the non Jew that loaned the Jew on the Chumash of the non Jew, that after Pesach Mutabanos can be permitted to have benefit, my Rishon Leipadai Yisrael. That must be told about that the Jew did not redeem it, because the Pedai, if he redeemed it, Avigav the Mukhla B'samach V'dom L'Me'ach, but even though the Gemara simply explains it that the Tumah we should acquire from now, become Makom Mahane, what does that help? Who gives that he said Me'ach, but that's only if he ends up getting it, but he didn't get it, and therefore is in the possession of the Jew, and therefore it'd be forbidden. So obviously, it's Tumah where the Jew did not ultimately redeem it. Ketanek says, not to begin with the Gemara, but Rabbi Yitzchak came out of the Gemara. Like we said, in the Halacha, Rabbi Yitzchak explains that even security is taken at the time of the loan is considered like he is regarding the Issa of Chametz and regarding another area of that of the laws of Shemitah, which Tais says, because Tais says, a wonder. How are you bringing the Allah of Yitzchak? Yitzchak Lekama, the Kani Mashkir, Yitzchak didn't say it's Allah of acquiring the security of the Shalabish of Zabah, only if that security was taken not at the time of the loan. Later on, when they wanted to make sure he's going to have a collection, the courts take security. Now, can the Mechumam like this? Obviously, the Gemara Bamitzit Afay Bezim and Alf. Ayet Vahach over here, Yisrael Shel Benach El Chemitzitan. The wording over here is the Jew lends the non-Jew on his chametz. Mash Bishasal, but something the security is at the time of the loan. Can the Mechumam like it's out like it's something from the Gemara Bdei No Umnin? The Ketani where the Gemara tells Hilvo Al Mashka Al Mashka. The words of the Mishnah are he lends him on the security. Shem Esachar. He has a loch like a Shem Esach. I betang when the brayz of Shem Echinim. He's like a free watchman. That ha no that this that within the brayz. That he's like a Shem Echinam, is the Mashkin Mishasal Ba'asai, if he took the security at the time of the loan. Ba'ashal Mishasal Ba'asai, when we say like a Shem Esachar, is if he took it not during the time of the loan itself, which since it's for the purposes of collecting the debt, so that's like somewhat of a gain, like a Shem Esachar. Well, Parach and the Gemara asked him that, how could you say the Ba'idvid Yalam Mashkin, both of them say the wording that he lent them on the security, which sounds like he took it at the time of the loan. So you see that wording sounds like during the time of the loan. That's the wording we say over here. So how can we even bring in that? It has nothing to do with Halacha Rabbis, Mitzchah is only if he took it not at the time of the loan. And that's a choice, but what you could say is yes. But the Hachim Pirushan, this is what the Gemara is saying. Kiyim the Shalabish HaSalba, since if the security was taken not during the time of the loan. Coin the Gamma Yitzchak, then according to Yitzchak, one the lender would totally acquire it. So what we're saying here in the Brisa in the interpretation is so here regarding Chametz, Yeshlanu Lachishvai, which is considered Ki'ilahu Shaloi, as if it is his, Lava Balayimatsi to violate this of Balayimatsi. Af, Beshasava, even though it was taken during the time of the loan, because the chashvili must have, because we consider that as that it is in his domain. So that's what's saying to say that yes, although generally only shalosh hazava, we're coming to compare it in chametz even b'shas hazava. And the chayin yeshlefash b'shalef, so you have to explain the gemara getting avam zayin mouth. Gabbai amava mashkin, when it talks about someone who lends money on a security, that lach is in mashamet. That shmita doesn't cancel out that debt. But Rabbi Yitzchak from Yitzchak's halacha, keeping the kongle shalev b'shas hazava. What does that mean? What do you mean? Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha was only if it was not at the time of the halva, not during the time of the halva. So how are you comparing it? Oh, so you have to say the same idea. Keeping the kongle shalev b'shas hazava, since you acquired it, since if it's not at the time of the halva, then it's totally acquired. It's like it's yours. So there cannot be any canceling. So then also, at the time of the loan itself, we consider it as like it's if your brother's in your hand. In other words, it's as if he totally acquired before Shemitah, and if Shemitah is not going to cancel it. Ketanik says the master begins with the Gemara, the Mashkin, that Rav Yitzchak Salach is that you acquire the Mashkin. Which explains regarding for what do we say that parameter as if the lender acquired it. Pirshat Kodesh Rashi explains the Mashkin and the Chiv Einzin that he acquired it regarding to have a liability, even if an Einzin happens. Briyam, he says, it sounds like the Lohavala Shemesecha, that no, he only has the status of a Shemesach, which Chayv Vigneva and Vigzela and Aved. The Halveo al Mashkin Shemesecha, it says that if he lent him on the security, he's like a Shemesach. Boilem has a Mugmadi wants to say over there, where do you get this idea that it's a Shemesach? Just tell me, like Rabbi Yitzchak, he goes like Rabbi Yitzchak. So you see clearly that the status of Rabbi Yitzchak is to make it into a Shemesach, not like into that of a Shayah. And Bakul Shemaita, the whole sugya of chametz shenachar b'yad Yisrael Ari, that of a chametz of a non-Jew in the hand of a Jew, is told much shalikibul lo b'Yisrael achrayis, but the Jew did not take responsibility regarding ayinzin. Because the kibul, if he did, harei yushalayit, it would be like his, ba'yivulav, and he would violate for ba'yir ba'yir matzik, and mokhbar kam, like Zabuz in the first paragraph of Hema Beit. Obviously, that the creditor does not acquire the mashmur regarding chiv ayinzin, only for geneva veda, and therefore, he's not violating ba'yir ba'yir matzik. Ksenek says, Marta begins with the Gemara, the Mama Hagatich, and he says that if it reaches you over, then he's going to be over for the Chomet Shabbat Lava Pesach. Now, Taisa explains, according to Abaya, who he says Baal Chayiv, it collects retroactively, because the Baisa said the non-Jew borrowed money from a Jew, and then he gave him security, this large bread. The bread is not acquired to the Jew, and therefore does not violate Baal Yolam Ha'ansa. But if the Nachis says Hagatich, then it's yours, and he violates Baal Yolam Ha'ansa. So Reisha, the first case, which talks about, that we mentioned that the non-Jew gives the security to the Jew, so why is the Jew not over by Matzah? Because Meir, it's somewhat Kishapadi, where the non-Jew ultimately redeems it and from the Jew. Because if he wouldn't, then the Jew, according to Abaye, since he collects retroactively, it would be retroactive that it was the Jew's. So it must be that it never went to the Jew. The Sefer Kima Hagadicha, and the Sefer which says it reached you, the Bryce says he violates Bar Yerubal Matzah, Hanesha Eina writes, lift, I say, that's where the non-Jew does not want to redeem it, and therefore when he says Hagadicha, then the Jew acquired it right now, and therefore he's going to violate it. But that depends, like we said, according to Abaya, who anyway says, Lamafreya, you have to differentiate between if the non-Jew ultimately redeems it, or if he doesn't, and then it was always considered the Jew's.